Researchers and educators have long thought the number of words a young child hears is instrumental in language development and in setting that child up for success. But new research led by a Temple professor is shaking up that idea. Alana Gordon has this story.
It's been called the 30 million word gap. It's what researchers identified back in the 90s as the approximate difference in the number of words kids in higher income homes hear versus kids in poorer homes by the time they're three.
When you hear a gap that's so large, 30 million words, what are you going to do? Well, your first guess is to start pouring words into the empty head of the young child.
Kathy Hirsch-Pasek is a psychology professor at Temple and says the discovery spurred a whole movement to encourage educators, parents, and caregivers to try and fill that word gap. They've tweaked the approach to pay attention to unique words and word combinations. But Hirsch-Pasek recently wrapped up a study that found that the quality of words and interactions may be more important in a child's development than the quantity. What her group did was observe 60 low-income kids in a long-term health study who had developed a range of language abilities by the age of three. They then went back and reviewed video sessions of the kids' interactions with parents when they were two and examined certain quantity and quality measures.
Was the mom commenting on something that the child was interested in, and then the child responded, and the mom responded, and the child responded?
Her group found that the quality of communication accounted for up to a quarter of the variation in a child's language skills. Hirsch-Pasek says the implications are huge in terms of how caregivers and families promote language. Bottom line, she says, don't talk at your kid.
Not a solo, not a monologue. If you want to have really strong language skills, which translate to really strong literacy skills and really strong math skills and really strong social skills, sing the conversational duet, language and not language, but don't go solo.
So what exactly does she mean by that?
Well, all of us have been with little babies before. Let's start with really teeny babies. And a baby will go something like, and you respond, yes, you're right. That's really a beautiful ball. Would you like to play with the ball? Oh, all right. Let's play with it together. Now, in that moment, I've had a conversational duet. I didn't try to overcome. I didn't try to take over my child's space. I waited for my child to make some comment, even if it was just,
Hirsch-Pasek says it's these kinds of exchanges that establish a common ground for learning that's going to serve a child well all throughout life. She recently presented her research at a White House summit, though it's yet to be published. She says the next step will be to study how well the approach works in educational settings. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.